fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Emily Lang. There are warnings that plans to boost funding to the NHS could lead to tax increases. The Chancellor's expected to announce the health sector will receive up to £30 billion more in the next 3 years, but there are concerns about where that money will come from. Carl Emerson is Deputy Director at the IFS. He's told our sister station LBC the government will have to find a way to fund the plans.
If we do want to keep to the spending plans the government set out, I wouldn't be surprised if more taxes are needed. We could alternatively choose to say, well, there's some things the government does, they're nice to have, but actually perhaps at the margin we can't afford them, we need to cut back.
Thousands of people are taking part in a protest in London saying they want to send a message to the government over spending cuts and welfare reform. Jeremy Corbyn and Diane Abbott are expected to give speeches when the march arrives in Whitehall. At least 3 people have been killed and more than 20 injured in a Russian drone and missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. It comes a day after Russia launched its biggest missile and drone attack of the war on Ukraine. Millions more patients are to receive appointment and test results directly via the NHS app. Ministers say the move to a more digital-focused health service will save £200 million. And the King has visited the Royal Windsor Flower Show, which has taken its inspiration this year from an idea in his book. As well as looking at the displays, Charles also shook hands with members of the public at the show, which is described as a joyful one-day celebration of gardening. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
How are you? Dodging the rain? Well, come on in. The music's lovely, especially for a summer's afternoon.
Titchmarsh
on Classic FM. Classic FM.
With a real flourish at the end. Dvorak's Slavonic Dance number 8, the Budapest Festival Orchestra, were conducted by Ivan Fischer. And we began our afternoon together with Handel and the Arrival of the Queen of Sheba, performed by the City of London Sinfonia. Hello, from me, Alan Titchmarsh. Hope I find you on sparkling form this Saturday afternoon. How's your week been? As varied as the weather. Oh, well, that's flaming June for you. Never mind. We'll shortly be hearing the sublime voice of Kate Royal performing one of Canteloube's Songs of the Auvergne. First, though, here's Julian Bliss to play the opening movement of Mozart's Clarinet Concerto on Classic FM. ¶¶ Mario Vendago and the Royal Northern Sinfonia with Julian Bliss, the soloist in Mozart's Clarinet Concerto in A Major, the first movement. Time on Classic FM to hear the Baiero from Canteloube's Songs of the Auvergne. Like Ralph Vaughan Williams on this side of the channel, Canteloube, a native of the Auvergne, was deeply inspired by the folk songs of his region, and I suspect this one, the Baiero, has now become the most well-known and well-loved.
Thank you.
A piece of music that conjures up those wonderful images in the mind of a country girl strolling down by a river. This is just my own imagery, nothing suggested by anything other than the music. In the Auvergne Glorious, the Bayero. Kate Royal was the soloist in that glorious Canterlude piece, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, under Edward Gardner. Time for this week's Off the Box, my television theme tune of the week, and I've chosen Hans Zimmer's score to the hugely popular Netflix series The Crown. Zimmer's music runs like a thread through all six seasons of The Crown. In his almost hypnotic main title theme, the German film maestro gives a nod to Purcell and the ceremonial music of the English Baroque. But it's also pure Zimmer. After 15 seconds or so of gentle organ chords, an instrument Zimmer often turns to, particularly in Interstellar, he adds his signature tremolo strings and the music builds in intensity, depicting in music the weight of bearing the crown. Let's hear it now on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Alexis French and his own composition, Returning to You. We also heard the main title to Hans Zimmer's score to the TV series The Crown. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra were conducted by Andrew Skeat. Now, do stay listening to Classic FM. Still to come, I'll have this week's gardening tip. How can you resist? And we'll also be hearing the wonderful voice of Jonas Kaufmann singing Puccini.
Classic FM.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him, and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
What a voice. I sometimes dream of having a voice like that, and then I wake up. That was Jonas Kaufmann and Puccini's Lucia van le Stelle from his opera Tosca, The Shabby Little Shocker, as it was reviewed when it first came out. I love Tosca. Shabby Little Shocker or no. Jonas was joined on that recording by the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra and Marco Amiliato. We also heard The March 17 Comes Sunday from Vaughan Williams' English Folk Song Suite, as if to prove me right, comparing him with Cantilupe Across the Water. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra were conducted by John Wilson. I had a very interesting afternoon this week in number 10 Downing Street, where I was interviewed in front of the staff of that august house, all about my life and times and gardening. And it was wonderful sitting there at the heart of British power, talking about plants and flowers and how important they are to us all. I didn't tell them, though, that they should be listening to me on a Saturday. Time for this week's gardening tip. And it's a fairly simple one. If you're growing plants outdoors, or even indoors, in containers, well, we're into summer now, and they're taking a lot of water, and they also need feeding. So think of liquid feeding your containers at least once a week. Well, I say at least once a week. Actually, I should say at least once a fortnight, but preferably once a week. Dilute liquid tomato feed's good for anything that flowers. They always say plants can't read. It's a great benefit to us. I can't see what it says on the bottle. Dilute liquid tomato feed once a week on anything in a pot, a tub, or a hanging basket. Organic for preference. And seaweed preparations are good too. They're great growth stimulants. So if you feel that your tub or your hanging basket or whatever is looking a bit lacklustre, weekly feeding with dilute seaweed fertiliser will do it a power of good, and you'll be inundated with flowers.
Thank you.
Sir Colin Davis and Staatskapelle Dresden with the overture from Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. Let's catch up with the latest news and weather. Then we'll get the next hour started with Carl Jenkins' Palladio. Plus, I'll have part of Eric Coates' Springtime Suite and this week's Titchmarsh teaser. All to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Rotimi likes PensionBee's modern approach to pensions.
I think PensionBee has brought pensions into the 21st century, firstly through the use of technology. Signing up to the app is super simple. PensionBee makes me feel very confident about my finances and makes me feel like I have a plan when it comes to my retirement.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th July, was 17.50. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Emily Lang. The NHS is set to get a huge funding increase over the next 3 years, but there's concern it could mean higher taxes to pay for it. The Chancellor's expected to announce the health sector will receive up to £30 billion more, but it's not clear where the money will come from. Carl Emerson is Deputy Director at the IFS. He's told our sister station LBC there are two reasons why the government wants to invest heavily in the NHS.
Firstly, you've got to remember we have an ageing population. Lots of them are reaching the stages in their lives where they put more pressure on the NHS budget using more healthcare and more expensive healthcare. And the second reason is essentially around waiting lists and waiting times.
Jeremy Corbyn and Diane Abbott have given speeches at an anti-austerity protest in London. Thousands of people are taking part in the demonstration to send a message to the government about spending cuts and welfare reform. Ukraine says a Russian assault on a residential area in the city of Kharkiv has killed at least three people and injured more than 20. The mayor says 40